Blender bute klak erop moniz. Krep plen pokuk delan trop bison.
Hello, how are you? Oh, good. The translator is working. Finally. It's so expensive for being such an unreliable piece of junk. Oh, no. Don't be afraid. I mean you no harm. I come in peace. It's not working. You're still afraid. Please, do not struggle. You're going to hurt yourself. I cannot let you go. Trust me, you're safe here. Maybe not so much out there, though. Who am I? Oh, well, I am Blethorina Glockdor. But you may call me Rina. It is a pleasure to meet you. I believe you are meant to shake my hand. Right, the straps. Sorry about those. No, I really can't let you out. It's not like you have anywhere to go, anyway. We're very high up. And you do not know how to operate the away pods. I'm going to let you go. Eventually. But for now, please, try and relax. Yes, I am not of your Earth. That is true. Where am I from? A beautiful planet called Flestiborokitnutsim. So many light years away. No, you have not been asleep for that long. We are just a few galaxies from your own, in orbit around a large, uninhabited gaseous planet. We like to do our research undisturbed. Yes, we are researching your Earth, and the many species there, including yourself. I would like to know everything about you. I tried to search your mind, but your brainwaves are different. Do you only use your mouth to speak? Fascinating. That must be very tiresome. Such a slow method of communication. What did you expect an alien to look like? Oh. How ridiculous. I have never met a creature like that. We are not too dissimilar in appearance, I think. We are both bipedal mammals. Isn't that interesting? I have never seen one of you before, up close. A human. You are so cute. And your skin is very pleasant. Oh, I am sorry. Should I not have touched you? Oh, I should not have touched you. There. Is there something wrong? Your cheeks are filling with blood. Oh, your clothing. Well, yes. Removing the outer garments is standard procedure. We disinfect every creature that comes aboard our ship. Clothing would get in the way of this. I do not understand. Nudity is your natural state. Oh. Well, I apologize. I did not know. If it makes you feel any better, I think your body is very attractive. Oh, it did not make it better. I am sorry again. I am just taking notes. Probe, you... No. I have no need for such primitive methods of experimentation. Unless that is something you would enjoy. Okay. Yes. No probing. For now. I told you, you are safer here. My compatriots are... Well, the other divisions aboard this vessel are not so pleasant in their methods of experimentation. Well, there is no probing, so that is a good thing. Me. Well, my division is focused on the recreational aspects of Earth creatures. Specifically, pleasure. How it is given, how it is experienced, the chemicals and hormones involved in climax, and things of that nature. Oh, your cheeks are flushed again. How interesting. It will be quite enjoyable, and if it brings you any comfort, your experiences here will improve the lives of countless beings on my planet. What am I going to do to you? Just a few standard tests here and there. It is all very scientific, I assure you. And yet... Nothing. I just wonder what it must be like. My species does not mate for recreational purposes. But... So many other species do, including your own. I hear it is quite pleasurable, but I have never had the luxury of experiencing it. Our bodies are so similar in their structure. I wonder, what might they accomplish? In their pursuit of pleasure. Together. I apologize. That is not very professional of me. And highly prohibited, I am sure. Still, one does wonder. I am just halting my mental communications. For the time being, there are certain thoughts I would rather not be transmitted to my fellow scientists. I do not think they would understand. But you would you not? Your species is all about pleasure, obtaining it, heightening it. There are many things I might learn from you, if you would teach me. Unless you find me undesirable. You do not speak. Is that because you do not want me? Or because you are afraid to admit it? Your pulse quickens, and your eyes, how they cry out with need. Oh, I can sense your lust. I have studied it long enough to know what it feels like. But to be the recipient of that desire, how wonderful. I am tingling. I feel so alive. All of my focus has been on the educational pursuit of pleasure in alien species, when all I have wanted to do is to pursue my own, my longing to be touched, to be brought to the very edge and tumble over headlong into pools of orgasmic ecstasy, to finally lose myself in that. Oh, I can only imagine. Perhaps until now. But I can't. Can't undo your restraints. If anyone found out, you want to touch me, to hold me. Oh, your fingers against me. That would be heaven. Still, I suppose you are right. I could let you go, just for a moment, just to feel you against me. Yes, yes, I will do it. I deserve it. After all this time, I'm finally doing something for me. There. That should do it. Wait! Stop!